The federal parliament resumes sitting today for its final fortnight before the long winter break, and the parties are sharpening up their messages ahead of the so-called Super Saturday of 5 by-elections in just over a month's time. The government's focusing on its plans to deliver personal income tax cuts, which still might not get through parliament. And Labor has been handed a political gift, with the Liberal Party Federal Council voting on the weekend to privatise the ABC. While the motion is not binding on the parliamentary wing of the party, and ministers say it'll never happen, the opposition has seized on it. So what would happen if the government did attempt to sell it off? There are warnings that commercial media and regional Australia would suffer. George Roberts reports.
It's music many Australians grew up with. The soundtrack of national and international news. Now, some in the Federal Liberal Party want the ABC sold off.
Tonight, the federal government forced to hose down calls from its rank-and-file members to sell the ABC.
Peter Cox is a media economist.
The valuation of the Nine network at the moment, for example, is about $2.1 billion. The Seven network's about $1.3 billion. I think you could be saying that the ABC could probably be worth between $500 million and $1 billion. Depending on who wants to buy it.
Dr. Chris Berg from RMIT has co-written a book proposing ways to privatise the ABC.
My view is that it should be given away. It could be given to the Australian population, or the alternative that we raise in the book is that it could be given to ABC employees, past and present as well, because we feel that they're probably the best position to realise the value of the public broadcasting network.
How would you then foresee that the organisation would make money?
The most successful media organisations tend to be funded by subscription. I see no reason why the ABC couldn't thrive in that market with a combination of advertising, subscription and other revenue.
Peter Cox again.
It would take away some of the revenue from particularly 7 and 9. However, it is a market that a lot of advertisers would want. In Sydney, for example, it's North Shore, eastern suburbs are the sort of areas where the ABC viewers live, high-income areas.
Much the same areas where Blue Ribbon Liberal Party seats are.
It's a strange thing about it, isn't it? And yet the coalition, or more to the point, the Young Liberals in this case, seem to be trying to do their best to destroy their own election chances. You know, this is just an easy free kick for the Labor Party. Yeah, I think they really are committing suicide in the Liberal Party.
New South Wales National Senator John Williams says the ABC's vital in the bush and he doesn't think he'll ever see it sold.
I don't think the ABC will be sold off in my lifetime for sure, and probably many others' lifetime. It brings a lot of messages, a lot of news, a lot of updates, important updates to regional New South Wales, and I think it does a great service in the regions.
How vital is it for the constituents of the National Party?
Extremely vital. I mean, not only Country Hour and Landline as far as TV goes, Landline, but things like market reports, weather reports, sheep grazers alerts, etc. I think it's an essential service.
What do you think about the political ramifications of trying to privatise the ABC?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good time, especially the 12 months out from election, to upset the media. The media are vital to all sides of politics to get messages out there. You don't want them offside. So, yeah, look, I think it's a case where you simply won't see it sold, but that's my opinion. I've been wrong before about a million times.
It's National Senator John Williams ending George Roberts' report.